No one will park behind us and Brother Zachary.
She climbs out and motions to Cal. Let's go get some drinks and popcorn. I want to yell, don't leave me alone with him. But Cal hops out and follows Kate to the concession stand. It would be rude to follow and leave Zachary alone, but I want to. Man, I want to. Sitting back here in the truck with him, I feel like I am Zachary Beaver. I see the glares and fingers aimed our way. I hear the fat jokes. This must be what it's like for him when he's traveling around the world. Then it hits me hard. Zachary hasn't gone to all those places. From the way he diverts his eyes and draws up in himself, I doubt Zachary ever leaves his trailer.
Being with Zachary out in public really gives Toby a taste of the abuse Zachary takes from other people. I've noticed that Toby is good at imagining what other people are feeling. That's a special quality. Let's continue in the middle of page 138, where it reads, "To avoid the stairs."
To avoid the stairs, I study the giant screen. I watch kids swing at the playground in front. I count the speakers in the first row. Around us, crickets chirp, car engines cut off, and voices scatter into the night. We listen, but we don't speak. Finally, Zachary says, "So, this is a drive-in theater?" "Yep, this is it, all right." "Nothing much." We're quiet again, and I figure I should say something. "You ever go to the movies?" I feel like punching myself. How could he go to a movie? He couldn't fit in a seat. "Yeah, all the time.